Blog Talk Radio.
Love come quick, love come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick, just as long as they hurt you. There are thieves in the temple tonight.
Scott Enstra Network.
Saturday night. It's been a busy day for me. I just finished doing live stream with Steve and Heidi Young on Pig Blood Bullets. And then later tonight at 9 o'clock Mountain Standard, which apparently is the same time as Pacific, that my show for KFNX in Phoenix where, and you can access both of those from the main website at scotthenser.org. And the show I did for KFNX has to do with reptilians and astral rape. And in actuality, the connection between the two and all those things above, and laying the definition of what's really going on out there and to get ready. Because if you're not cleaned up, if you're not in Christ, it's not going to be a good situation for anyone. Well, tonight we're doing a special. Julie's got a lot of information on Prince. Now, I'm not a fan of Prince. I don't know that much about him. To do the intro show, I grabbed a rendition that someone did of Thieves in the Temple that was apparently written by Prince. And I, like I said, I really don't know that much about the guy. It wasn't my type of music. I was never into any of that. But a lot of people were. And he certainly became an icon for the generations that listened to that. And so his death is mysterious. His death is odd. But, you know, we know there's things going on. We know there's Illuminati sacrifices. We know those people have sold their soul to the devil. And there's a price. When the devil comes calling, you have to give what you said you give, and that's your soul. And so those things that Julie's going to talk about tonight have to do with just that. But I guess the question is he really dead? Was that a clone? Who was that? Was it him? You know, whatever the story is. Well, I'll tell you what, Julie, since this is a show dedicated to that, I'm just going to bring you on. So go ahead and pick up where you want to go. Yeah, you're still on mute.
Okay, I'm here now. I personally I liked Prince, and I used to listen to him. That was more my kind of music. He was more my era, you know. And I liked because he used to mix up, you know, rock and funk and all different types. You know, he just didn't have any one certain, his style was very different than anybody else's in that. And on top of that, he was a Jehovah's Witness. So, you know, when you're a Jehovah's Witness, everything is no. No Christmas, no birthdays, no Easter. I mean, everything's a no-no. And so he was a Jehovah's Witness. So, and Michael Jackson was actually a Jehovah's Witness as well. And his mom still is a Jehovah's Witness, Catherine. But they were raised in the same, you know, kingdom halls and stuff. So that's kind of, you know, I always kind of felt more like, you know, I could listen to him. And I just kind of had a connection, like, you know, because it's a very strange organization, Jehovah's Witnesses. So a lot of people don't understand it, but it was just like, hey, he's one of us, you know. But I did like his music. I liked that it was different, and it was just wasn't mainstream, you know. But even though it was very popular, it didn't have the same sound as everybody else. And he was really talented as an artist. I mean, he wrote a lot of really, you know, just thoughtful lyrics. But one of the things I noticed was that he did a lot of stuff that was very Masonic. So I started looking into it, and I already did one. We did a show, it's in the archives, about this, the music and stuff like that, and I showcased a bunch of his albums, Thieves in the Temple, and I did them in chronological order. Now, the reason I did that is because each one of his albums that he did as he went along, you can see where he started. You can see when he knew what he knew about the occult and the Masons. You can see where he knew and how much he knew, and then again where he knew and how. It all reflected in his music. And Thieves in the Temple was actually a reference, a veiled reference, to humanism, okay? And that third strand of DNA, the demonic, right, the reptilians, that third, that beast that comes in the temple. And this was to do with the reptilian DNA, the third strand, double helix is gone now. And so he did several different albums, and as you go through and look, you'll see where he had a sunglasses on. They were round, and they had two lenses, and then one right in the middle over the top on his forehead, there was a third lens. And that was his third eye symbology, that he did, in fact, have his third eye open. Now, Jehovah's Witnesses would absolutely shun him, and they did. The rank and file ones did. But you see, the people that are the governing body at the very top, there's, I think right now there's 15 of them, because I think one died and then they replaced him. And so, and they got their first black eye on there. Wow! So the Jehovah's Witnesses, if you remember, back when it first started, they were like the Mormons, and blacks were seen as, it was a punishment that somebody had black skin. They were being punished by God. So they were pretty racist in the beginning, but not anymore. Not the rank and file ones, anyway, but these governing body members are all Masons. They're all 33rd degree Masons. And if you look at the symbology with his albums and with the Watchtower Society, okay, it's the witchcraft, the four corners of the Watchtower, calling in the wind, sun, all that. So the fire, the wind, and the water, and earth, four elements. So that's what they would do, and that is exactly the symbology that he had with his albums. So if anybody wants to go back and look at some of the stuff that he did, telling what he knew and when he knew it, because he really reflected that. Now, Purple Rain was just a great song, but in retrospect, when I listen to it now, he was very outspoken about chemtrails. In these last years of his TV time. And then I go back and listen to Purple Rain, and I think he knew then what this was. When you go back and listen to the words, the lyrics, the Purple Rain, and then check out the chemtrails, I think he knew. And I think that rain, that song had something to do with it in retrospect. But anyway, I just, for any of you guys that are Prince fans out there or did like him or whatever, you'll be happy to know that he's not dead. They're lying. It didn't happen. And I'd give you anything I have and everything I have. I bet everything I have on it. Let me tell you why. Because when the very first, excuse me, all of the news channels did the same clip, all of them. CNN led the pack. And let me explain. CNN, there isn't one person, not one, that works at CNN that has any kind of sacred anything in them. Okay? They're all reptilians, or they're either reptilians, or they're hybrids, or they are sold out. That's who works at CNN. They're all filthy, lying, low-down murderer rapers. Not kidding. These people, these CNN guys, they go to these parties where they rape and murder kids, just like the rest of them. Those CEOs and all of it. They're horrible, okay? And I thought it was a very telling when every single clip, didn't matter who it was, the first thing that came out, now you might see other stuff, but the very first thing was a clip of him doing Purple Rain. And it was very telling what they did. Man, they start flashing numbers, and I went, oh, my goodness, he's not even dead. And then Sheila E. did an interview, and that further even confirmed what I thought. So if you guys don't be bummed out. The dude's not dead. Okay, he went underground. His clone died, but he's fine. He's tired. He doesn't want to do it anymore. Okay, and here's another thing. The Illuminati is Jewish oligarchy that are not really Jews. We talked about that. They run Hollywood. Okay, they run Hollywood. They run the media. And here's the thing. When somebody like Michael Jackson or somebody like Prince, when they get killed, so to speak, or die, what do you think happens to their product sales? T-shirts, coffee mugs, posters, albums. What do you think happens? You want to talk about a mad rush. See, these people are all about money and power. That's it, bottom line, money and power. They simply do these things for the money. And they do, everything is done with symbology, okay? It's all symbols. And I watched just a few minutes of it, and I knew he wasn't dead. I knew. I saw the report when his plane, and it was the Dassault Falcon 990. You mean the Phoenix bird is better called the Phoenix 990? You mean the Phoenix 66? That's what they're saying. See, all this numerology, when you see 99 or 999, it's actually in reference to 666 or 66. Trust me, that is what they do. And the Dassault Falcon, that was a reference to the name of the plane, i.e. the Phoenix. You know, dies, and then it blows up in flames, and it rises again out of the ashes. Get it? He's not dead. He's not dead. And when I read the story, when they put Denver's in there, the whole thing's a joke. And they came out and they waited on him. They administered medical procedures to him on the tarmac for 10 minutes. Well, there's a reference to 10, 5 plus 5, right? And then, which is double death, right? But he's not dead because it's the Phoenix, right? It's rising out of the ashes. Get it? So stupid. You know what? I wish everybody would just know this. So you could just see what, they're so stupid. They put this, and the numbers that they place in the article, that stuff may have never even happened. You see, they just make up stuff and throw it in there that never even occurred. But it's when they put the time he supposedly died, and then, and get this, it was, so he did a concert. 6 days before he died. Why six? See, these are all veiled references. That's what they do. Things that I found really funny is that they were 18 minutes attending him. Let me ask you, who timed this thing, 18 minutes? That's 9 plus 9, which is 66, okay? That's how they do it. He was hospitalized on April 15th, right? 1 plus 5 is 6. You're 6 again. He was hospitalized on April 15th. That's 1 plus 5 is 6. 6 days before he was found dead. You get it? Minneapolis, Minnesota, the M is also a reference to the number 3. It's laying on its side. Okay, so there's 33. There's your 33 right there. Okay? And then, if you look at, he's a 7-time Grammy winner with 30 nominations. Right? Okay. We got it. 21. 2 plus 1 is 3. He was 57 years old. 5 plus 7 is 12. That's the flip of 21. And 1 plus 2 is 3. There's your 33 right there. Simple Simon, easy peasy, 33. There's your reference to 33. Okay? And Paisley Park. Pythagorean numerology is 28 plus 19 equals 47, and 4 plus 7 is 11. 11, what did I tell you guys about 11? Transitive names, it all in Pythagorean numerology, it whittles right down to 11. He was from Paisley Park, 11, France, 11, 11, 11. Remember I told you about 11, 11? 11 is their utopia. That means that they are, that's their gateway. They're going into utopia. That's their perfect world, 11, 11, 11. Any reference to 11, that means that they're birthing their new world order. They're going into their new world order. That's what, and you'll see churches, honestly, with a cross. And it'll have a sash going across the cross, and it'll say 11, 11, 11. That's a reference right there to eternity, to their utopia. So isn't it funny that Paisley Park goes to 11 and Prince goes to 11, 11, 11? The whole thing's a setup. He went to his utopia, you guys. He retired. And now they're going to make a killing off his stuff, right? The default Falcon. Come on. You mean the Phoenix? Come on. I mean, they couldn't be more obvious if they, you know, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous. And let me tell you about purple. Purple is red and blue mixed together. The two Masonic pillars, the two colors are red and blue. One side's red, one side's blue. We talked about the two factions of the Masons, the red faction and then the blue faction. You'll see them wearing their red ties or their blue ties. You always watch them on TV, they'll do that. Okay? And isn't it telling that the song Purple Rain, when you do the Pythagorean numerology, all comes down to the number 13. And Prince Rogers Nelson, E-R-N, to the number 3. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but, and then 1984 was when Purple Rain was released, okay? And 8 plus 4 is 12, 1 plus 2 is 3, 57 years old, 1 plus 2 is 3, there's your 33 again. And that just so happens to be the only clip they showed when he was performing Purple Rain. The whole thing is a setup. Now, symbology, the prince is gone, the prince is out of the way. And now it's time to take the lamb out of the way. The prince and the lamb, the sheep. Get it? There's the prince. Now the sheep have to go. Well, what are we supposed to be if we serve Jesus Christ? Are you getting it? So they got the prince out of the way. They're birthing their new world order, and now the sheep have to go. All this stuff is veiled, but it's right there. It's right there. When you see something like his plane called the Assault Falcon, if you go look up those birds, they use the eagle and the falcon in place of the phoenix. Okay? And it's always that the one of those two birds that they use in place of the phoenix. And the fact that it was a 990 means it's a 66. Because they just invert it. Everything, you know how they are. They invert things, and everything is veiled. Now, if anybody reads the report, any of the report, and they watch those across the world, that's amazing, they're going to know, oh, Phoenix, right, the Assault Falcon, right, the ashes and now the ashes, yeah, all right, not dead. Cool, not dead. They're going to know. The very second that they look at that story, I mean, they 33'd it all over the place. It was just 33, 33, 33, and 3, the whole thing. So, I don't know. Everybody's been texting me and emailing me, Prince is dead. Oh, my gosh. And I'm like, ugh. So I told Scott, you just got it. Just let me, it won't take very long. We're not going to do a long show, but let me just explain this so everybody gets it. The dude's not dead. Okay? Don't get it twisted. He's not dead. He just wanted to quit. And they have other uses for him, trust me. He's not going to be let off the hook, okay? He's a player, all right? But just remember that when they do this, it all represents symbolism. Now, we have right now the birth of the new world order, right? This is what they're what they're doing. And again tonight, there's 13 days leading up to, you know, May 1st. It's 13 days. Okay? 13. There's the number again. 13 days of sacrifices leading up to May 1st, Maypole birthing. Okay, that's when the fertility goddess, you know, that's it. That's the thing. So right now, they are still trying like all kind of get out to get this up and running. Okay? They are really trying to get things moving. I do know in the spirit realm, I understand that, and Son, I'm sure you can feel this as well, they're getting hit back. Instead of walking up and beating the crap out of the whole Christian thing, they're getting backlash in the spirit realm. Demons are going back to them saying, crap, they are fighting. They're praying. He's sending. We can't go there. We can't do this. They've got people praying. See, they know that we're coming against them in the spirit realm. And I've had certain people that I've spoken to that you know, listen to the show and stuff. Now, I'm not judging you, okay? This is not a judgmental statement. But I need you to understand something. When you're worried about your name and address getting out there, because, well, I don't want to, you know, my address, I don't want my name out there. I don't want, you know, I'll send this to that, but I really don't want my, I got to be careful what I say, you know, here and there, and I don't want to be, because they could listen or they could do this or that. I understand that you're fearful, and I get that. But let me explain something to you. They already know who you are. And do you understand that every time you pray, any demons you have or are around, they tell those demons, and those demons go back and tell whoever it is. Do you understand? You can't hide for the rest of your life. At some point, you're going to have to be willing to throw your cards on the table and say, yeah, you know what? I do stand for Jesus Christ. That's right. What are you going to do about it? You want to take me out? Go ahead. Whatever. I ain't going to stand down. I'm not shutting up. I've already heard several people, well, I don't really want my name out there. I don't really, you know, I don't put my return address on things. I don't want people to know. You know, I'm sending you something, and then my name's on there. And I'm like, wow, that's paranoid. But you need to understand that if you pray at all against this stuff, or you pray, period, you're a praying Christian, the demons are going to tell them who you are. They'll lead them right to your door. So I'm just saying that you might want to figure out what side you're on and what side you're willing to stand up for, and you better grow some right now. Because if you don't have it, you better grow some. Because I'm going to tell you something. They already know if you truly love Jesus and you are a follower of Jesus and you belong to Jesus, they already know that. Like the demon said to me, we can't touch you because you love Jesus. They even know. And they hate it that I love him. They hate it. And they don't hesitate to say, we know you love him. Blah. They can't stand it. They get all, ugh. You know, they know I love him. They know I'll stand for him. They already know. They send stuff after me, I don't know how many times. And I just turn around and, you know, take the gloves off and beat them right back. I just go in and torment them and throw fire and get away from me. And all blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I still stand up and just thank Jesus for yanking me out of what he did and giving me a chance, you know. So if you're not really strong with your faith in that way, I suggest you get some deliverance or something, because I'm not trying to scare you, but don't you understand? If you were a Christian and you had that light and you were a praying Christian, before I got on this side, I would have known what you were. I mean, it was there. You see, because the demons allow people that they reside in to see in the spirit realm to see things that they wouldn't normally see. And these people could line up 5,000 people and yank all of us out of a, anybody that's got that Holy Spirit, they can yank you right out of a crowd of 5,000 people. They can walk up and pull you right out because they know who you are because their demons are showing them. So I suggest you man up. Cowboy up, man. Cowgirl up. You better be willing to stick your butt out on the line. Because I'll tell you something right now. If one time you show any kind of hesitancy or fear that someone might know who you are, one time is all it takes for those demons to pile in and bring all their friends. Because you just wavered. You let them in. I'm telling you what I know, that it happened. So you better get ready. You better do it right now. You better start not caring what name is on that envelope that you sent me. Or if you did this now, I don't want my name on it. I don't put my return address. Dude, what are you afraid of? You got Jesus. You're obviously not fearing God. You're fearing man. And we don't fear man, remember? We fear God. And that means respect, knowing that, you know, he could take us out if, you know, he's got that power. So just like they're standing for their God right now, and they are praising their God, and they're on their knees, and they're praying 16 to 20 hours a day, and they're sacrificing kids and people left and right, we need to be on our knees praying to our Jesus, and we need to not be afraid to stand up and boldly say, yeah, you know what? I love Jesus, man. He took me out of some bad stuff. And if you don't like it, well, you know where I am. You better come with a lot of extra, you know? Because I ain't going to just sit here and go, oh, okay, whatever. I'm not one of those Christians. Those people are the lukewarm Christians. The Christians that go, oh, we can't stand up for any. We have to just let Satanism take over and kill everybody. We have to allow it. We're not supposed to say anything. Why? Because you don't want people to look at you and say, well, how dare you not let that little girl run as prom king? She feels like a boy. I'm ostracizing you. You know what? You're a lukewarm Christian if you do that. And you know what? She's going to spit you out of his mouth. You know why people don't have respect for Christians? Because of people like that. No one has respect. The Satanists can't stand lukewarm Christians. They hate them. You listen to a witch and she'll say, I would much rather see a Christian that'll die for what they believe in and they are on fire for their God than these people that say, oh, I don't know. And she goes, you know what? I can't stand those people. I stand for Lucifer and I know he's my God. At least those Christians do the same thing that are on fire for their God. But those ones in between, I have no respect for them. That's the ones I'd take out first. See, this is how the dark side talks about these penniless, lukewarm Christians. Well, you know, if they want to be gay, we can't really do anything. I mean, we shouldn't say anything, you know. We just have to show them love. Because that's judging. And we're not supposed to judge. Really. I thought we were supposed to expose evil. Isn't that what it says in the Bible? It says expose evil. And it says to expose their deeds and call them out. Well, I don't see anybody doing that. The Christian church, they don't say nothing. Sit back and do nothing. And then right here, right on the news, is the prince being taken out of the way. So now the lamb, the sheep, are next. You see what they're saying? They're telling us we're next. That's what they're telling you. Oh, by the way, you're next. But you see, you don't catch that. You didn't catch it. Well, I did, and I'm telling you, that's what they're telling you. Well, the prince is out of the way, and you next. So you better get ready. They're doing. This whole thing was all just a big, fat ritual. So, you know, Scott, this is really, we're down to the wire right now. This is literally, this through May 1st, this is going to make or break them ushering in their kingdom how they want to. I am not kidding. That's how important it is, Scott, right now.
Well, I absolutely agree. And it's been frustrating over the years to be sounding the alarm, just trying to bring information into the church. And like I said, we're just down to the wire now, and there's still so few that are really understanding and comprehending where we're at. And it's frightening. I know that, like, for instance, the show that I did tonight with Pig Blood Bullets, some would probably be offended about that or think that that's something that I shouldn't be involved with or whatever. Well, you know, anything that detours evil, anything that stops it, anything that, that keeps it from maturing to a full, you know, devastation on people, I'm all for it. I'm not going to lie down and take it. I just can't. It's not who I am. That's one of the reasons I do deliverance. I go in and I start bashing demon heads. I mean, that's what we do. We you know, and it's amazing that how many people will say, well, you know, you don't have the right to do that, or you can't judge them for this, or, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, I'm sorry. Christ who lives in us, who's been given all power and authority, okay, greater things we will do. So I'm just going to move forward. Anyways, that's where I stand, Julie.
And I judge everything. So, Skippy, I judge every person I see on the internet. I judge every situation I see out there. I judge everything I see. Why? Because I'm not going down the same road that I came off of. I'm not going down that road. I'm staying on the straight and narrow here. I'm not getting off on the side. If I don't go and judge what I see, how am I supposed to make a decision if it's right or wrong? How am I supposed to know? I have to look at the evidence. That's exactly what I did with this whole Prince thing. I took in all the evidence, writing down all the numbers, going, oh, my goodness, this is a big old scam. That's how I know what I'm telling you right now is because I did some judgment. I did judging. I was judging the truth. Ah, this is a hoax. They're lying. Here's why I can tell you they're lying. You see, if you don't judge, then you don't make a decision of right and wrong. You better get that thing out of your mind because that had better come to a stop. That is the most ridiculous. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus did not tell you not to judge. If you're committing fornication and you go tell that guy over there, hey, dude, you're committing fornication, that's what he said not to do. Okay, don't go accuse somebody of what you're doing. Okay, so if somebody is being a, you know, they're a thief and they're stealing things from people or whatever, and I go say, dude, man, you know, you're claiming to be from Jesus. You shouldn't be doing that. I mean, I got to tell you, you got to stop doing that. I'm not stealing. I don't do that. So I don't have anything in my, a boulder in my eye. I don't do that because I know it's wrong. And so I need to tell that person, look, you get caught. Your whole life is ruined, don't you know? And Jesus said not to do that, you know? But judging, we're supposed to judge everything. Judge everything. Well, the Bereans did it, and Paul commended them for it. See if it was the truth. They judged. They sat down. They read it. They went, is this the right thing or the wrong thing? We better check this out. We better go look this up. So this judgmental thing, Scott, I'm telling you, it makes me want to just vomit. Because I hear all these teachings from these Masonic organizations, and I just get so sick of it. I get so sick and tired of hearing. I mean, I think again, you know what? If you don't make a judgment, you're going to end up going to hell. You better judge. You better make some kind of a judgment on something. Well, they're gay, and they're transgender, and we just have to love them. Really? Did Jesus do that? Did he come here and say, well, you know, I mean, you know, it's okay if you're, you know, a sodomite. It's okay. I love you anyway. And here, let me, by the way, is that what he said? I read those words that are in red in the Bible, and he talked more about hell than he did heaven. And he told who was going to go there. And it was all about people who are sinning going to hell. And we're supposed to be going around telling people what he said and what he did. Did he love people? Well, sure he does. Absolutely. But is he going to judge harshly? Yes. Read Revelation. That's pretty harsh. Start reading about them bold judgments. Man, that's some not so pretty stuff. That's pretty harsh. So I'm pretty sure they'd rather hear it from me now saying, hey, you guys got this transgender prom queen. It's a prom king. It's a girl. And trying to sue the school because she wants to be a prom king. And the school said, no, you have the wrong equipment and you're a girl. And now the parents of the school kids are rallying and protesting the school. Are you kidding me? This is the parents. The parents. I'm just like, and this kid's being held to be a hero. And she wants to be prom king. Oh, my Lord. I almost fell off my chair. But I'm telling you, I couldn't even believe it. And this 52-year-old man who was adopted by a couple, because now he's a little girl. I feel like a little girl now. I feel like a 6-year-old little girl. I'm going back to my childhood because I don't want to be a grown-up. That's what he says. Well, you know what? Sometimes I don't want to be a grown-up either. So now we're just supposed to, if you feel like you're a 60-year-old man and you want to be, 22 again, well, what if I want to be the president? I decided just today, I think I'm the president. I know I am. I'm the president. I'm going to be the president. Well, what are they going to do when I walk in and say, no, you support everybody else, but today I'm the president. I've decided that I'm the president, and you need to support me in who I am. Support me in what I am. Do you see how stupid this is? It's ridiculous. And Scott, I'm not kidding. This little girl, they're going after the school because she wants to be a prom king, Scott.
Well, as far as this guy that wants to be a little girl, I mean, the boy ain't right. I don't know, he's just a nutcase, and he's full of demons. I wanted to bring out that Derek Prince, he hit one of his books that he did before he passed away. I think it was in 1979, Judging When, Why, and How. Notice when, why, and how. And I read the book, I don't know, 15 years ago or some, and it really helped lay the foundation of understanding what the judging is all about, what we're supposed to do. We're going to judge angels. We're going to be, we're in that position now of trying to set things right, period. But as far as the transgender stuff goes, it just tells you how perverted everything is. I mean, normal people the demons that are within their noggin, within their brain, have got them to the point that they're self-destructive, because no good comes of this. Homosexuality is not capable of reproducing. I mean, it just doesn't. And I saw the other day where two gays who had been adopting boys had been molesting them, sodomizing them. I mean, so where do we draw the line? Obviously, those children need to have God-fearing adults come in and take care of the situation, not to turn them over to a couple of perverts, because that's exactly what it amounts to. There was, somebody local here when I first moved up and I joined the kayak club. I didn't know it at first, but eventually they had revealed to me that they were a pornographer. And, I don't see them around anymore. I just, I don't know what happened, but, those are the kinds of things. And there was a statement made. Let me share the statement. They had said to me that they believed that it was within the rights to allow children to indulge in pornography. That was one of the most shocking disgusting statements I had ever heard in my life. And here we are, this was, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. And here we are, and now pedophilia is trying to be the norm. And this is a, you know, and then you have people who supposedly are professors at university in psychology, children's psychology, saying that they have no proof that it harms children. Well, other than that being a lie, anyone who's capable of that shows that how bad they are, how evil they are, because that's evil. You know, I mentioned the books by Scott Peck. I don't, you know, agree with his writings, but that book, People of the Lie, was an eye-opener for me when I read it when I was a new Christian. His writings are not Christian. They're of the New Age, but these were stories of people who thought that what they were doing was good when in reality it was evil. And the outcome and the destruction, the devastation that it caused on people. And it was called People of the Lie. And also it was a book based on borderline personality disorder too. So, anyways, Julie, that's, you know, I know what you're saying. And we're watching all this. And by the way, I forget what sitcom it was. It was in the 70s, I'm thinking that it was. And the boy wanted to be the prom queen. I mean, it goes that far back that they were setting the stage. And some of you might remember that because it was a shocker for all of us. Maybe it was the 80s. I don't know. I was thinking it was the 70s. But, I mean, for that time, that was just unheard of. But it showed that they were trying to slip it in even then. And the show Maude, that if you ever watch those shows now, boy, that is so obvious that they were setting the stage for what we have today, especially in abortion and so forth. And by the way, the actress that was that played Maude's mother, the old lady, Julie, you've seen the video of her that someone had in detail shown that she was manifesting reptilian. So we need to remember that these people. Yeah. So we need to remember that the people who are in charge and doing all this aren't even human. And so this not judging. Okay. So, all right. So we have a mad dog loose in the neighborhood, and we're all standing up on the sidewalk allowing it to run around bite people. And we're telling each other that we shouldn't be judging that the dog is behaving the way that it does. When in reality, it's responsible citizens to make sure that nobody is injured, but also to block the spread of disease, if it's rabid, is to contain the dog, and unfortunately, or to destroy the dog. And that's exactly what we got. These are not humans that are doing this stuff. And by the way, again, tonight, on KFNX, if you go to my website at scotthenser.org, that is my message for 1 hour about the reptilians, who they are, what they're doing, how they've infiltrated, how they've migrated in, how they're in the church. Believe me, I don't pull any punches on this one. I think Phoenix is going to be very upset with me because most people can't comprehend it. But, you know, it's the truth. And who was it, Julie, you had sent me a video, the guy that, the actor who, this was his clone and it passed out on the sidewalk and fell down. Who was that?
That was Johnny Depp, and literally the clone malfunctioned and it went down twice.
Right. I'm going to make a statement here, and it took me all these years to put the pieces together. Okay, and then Julie, you sent me some videos of the news reporters that they stumbled over their words terribly. Remember? And I had forgotten about it till today that there was a, you know, whether it was Miss America, one of the beauty pageants, remember they went to have her speak and she didn't make any sense at all.
These are clones. Yes.
They're clones. Yes. That woman was right. It was a clone malfunctioning. Now listen to me. the church that I originally was going to when I went into the deliverance ministry. And I've talked about this story before, but now things make more sense. That the pastor of the church himself did the same thing during the service. And they had to carry him away on a stretcher. And that is the truth. That is factual. And I'm beginning to think now that the way that he was talking was just like the news reporters and just like that girl that was the beauty queen, the beauty pageant, that something's rotten in Denmark. Because when they cannot speak, they cannot stand, they flip out like that, that's just, I realize it's called, what is it, global infarction, where the brain can malfunction. Well, that's demons, okay? But when you look at these reporters and what they do and how they do it and all the other stuff, there's no question. And then Johnny Depp falling down several times, actually. And so we know now that these clones are not perfect. They malfunction. They have handlers. And they don't last forever. So they don't trade them in. They kill them. And Julie, from what you're telling me and this information, it looks like Prince is, that's where that falls into. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's cloned. And you know, I want to tell you guys something that I know that this is, you know how Scott will say almost every show I hear him say this, and he'll say, look, folks, we're out of time. You guys hear him say that all the time? He says that to me even whenever we're not on the air when he talks to me. It's like every time I turn around, that's what's coming out of his mouth. And so people go, we're out of time, we're out of time. You know. I totally get where people who don't know everything that we know, him and I know, would go, I know, he said that all the time, but I mean, we're still here. And so I just want to say, I used to be on your end where I would hear people say when I was growing up in the Kingdom Hall, oh, the Armageddon's coming and tribulation, you know, and it's going to be in 19, you know, remember how Jehovah's Witnesses set all those dates? And then things would never happen. And I grew up with that. It could happen tomorrow. It's right around the corner. And it never happened. And so you can, after a while, you're kind of like, yeah, whatever. It's going to happen. Never. I don't know, whatever. But just so you know, I just want to address in case anybody, because I'm not getting a lot of people that are truly understanding the nature of the 911. You're not quite getting it. You do know that we're in the end days. I mean, you know, but if you could see what we see and hear what we hear when we do deliverance, and then with me, I'm a number reader. I'm a symbol reader. So when I just pull up stuff on the internet, the news and stuff, I'm deciphering just regular news stories across the board, and that I know are not real and they never happened. Because I'm reading, and as I'm reading, I'm just sitting there laughing, going, oh, my goodness, are you kidding me? And I'm reading a totally different story than what they've written. So my insight to where they are is even more in-depth because I can see what they're doing, and I'm watching them move the chess pieces around, literally, with news stories. I'm watching what they're doing. And I'm going, if they did this and they moved the prints out of the way, and that means the lamb is next, the sheep. That's what they're doing. They're symbolically taking away the prince. So I knew that this, I already knew that this 13 days leading up to May 1st and May 1st, they have some extremely deadly, serious plans for this time. Do you understand? They seriously want, the prince is gone. Do you get that now? They've moved the prince out of the way. That means an all-out assault is coming. So, now, here's the thing. I've already seen that they're being hit, and they're not very happy. And that's why I said what I said about you praying. Listen, You need to get on one side of the fence or the other. And if you care about your life, then I'm sorry to tell you, you're going to end up in hell. That's the cold hard fact. If you care about your life, you're going to end up in hell. You can't care about what you do, your life. You can't care. You're told not to care. You need to stand up for Jesus. Look, that guy took a whooping for you. He took a lot of whooping. He got nailed. He got beaten. They just near literally tore him to pieces. He was darn near out of blood when they hung him on the tree. It's the very least you could do for him. That's the very least, is lose everything you have. Look, he was God, man. He was in the heavens. Where it's got effect, though. Nothing. No cold, no heat, no thorns, no thistles, no hard ground, no dusty hot days, no sleeping in a hay bed thing, no eating whatever you can get your hands on, no walking 50 million miles. He left all of that to come down here and live in this pointless because you meant that much to him. And now you're going to be afraid to make him know your address? Come on now. Come on. Let him kill you, man. Go out. Go out and just let him kill you. Whatever. We're going home, people. You know what? The best thing you could do is just open your mouth and get on it. Don't care what these people think. I don't care. You see me, I don't care. I'm always hanging out on the show. I don't care. They want to come do me in, whatever. Jesus said he'd never leave you and he'd never forsake you. So don't get in this, don't let them scare you. And secondly, when they're doing this stuff, they're telling you, you're worthless. You're nothing but cattle. You're goyim. We're taking you out. Your kids are no good. Your grandkids are trash. That's what they're saying. Jesus thinks you're the jewel of his eye, but yet they are calling you nothing but trash. And your kids are not anything but just fodder for demons. That's what they're telling you. So you need to get mad and stand up and say, I don't think so. Jesus did not save me so that I could get trampled on and my children could get sacrificed to demons. That is not why God saved me. Jesus didn't do it just so I can, these kids can go get eaten and sacrificed. And by the way, the governor of Indiana, one more time, let me see, how many of this he's murdered now? Yeah, we know all about your last murder. See, this is what's wrong with these people. They don't think anyone can see them. You know, God took Ezekiel and took him into the astral realm and showed him what those elders were doing in the dark. He watched them doing rituals to Satan. He watched them doing ritual, being and prostitution and sex with kids. He watched all that happen. See, and these idiots think that God's not going to reveal any of this to us. He's not going to show us what's going on. Because he doesn't do that anymore, right? He only did that in the Bible. Well, I got news for all you governors and senators and congressmen, president, House of Representatives, all of you, CIA, DARPA, all of you, FBI, ICE, I know who you are and I know what you're doing. Don't think God is not exposing what you're doing. And every time I know that you did something else, I'm going to blast it. People need to become aware that these are Luciferian. Most of them aren't even human, like the one in Indiana who's a reptilian. That's not even a human, okay? And these people are hybrids. They're not human, and they're killing, raping, and killing children. And this stuff is just, if I was God, I would blow up the whole freaking earth and start over. That's how sick of it I get just watching it myself. So, there he goes again. So, when they do what they did with Prince getting out of the way, and then now they're going after the lamb, the sheep, the Christians, those who follow Jesus, you better know that I was pretty darn not happy when I saw the whole thing laid out. So I'll tell you, you guys better get on your knees and if you cannot sleep, if you can spend all the time you can in warfare warring against their plans, because their demons are getting beat. They're getting hit. They're taking hits. All of us praying together, do you understand these demons are getting hit? They're taking a slapping from the angels. And the angels are going, no, sorry. They're praying every day. The ring of fire, they're praying, and they've prayed, and God's answered their prayers, and you can't do anything to this area. Sorry. They're holding. They're praying. And the demons are like, we were there. Oh, well, sorry. They've got it. God's answered them. You can't touch this area. Sorry. That's what's happening. And they're getting furious because their hands are being tied a little here and a little there, and they're tripping on things because they can't get to what they want to do. So I am encouraging you, I stay up till all hours if I can stay up, and I, every time that, you know, you can, just be in solid prayer. Just don't stop and keep sending the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn up all their evil works, the fire of the Holy Ghost to, you know, set every demon on fire. I mean, just keep torturing them. Keep tormenting them. Keep calling on the Lord to send angels to block what they're doing. And like I said, if you're from Ecuador and that's your home, the word that I got from the Lord is you better start praying for your country. Because I got the clear message, I need to pray for the United States and Mexico and, of course, Puerto Rico, where like our whole half of our family is. But people, he is looking for people on every continent to have had enough and start standing up and calling out to the Most High God. And we can't save everybody. We can pray, but people in every land, every state, you know what? If they don't stand up and start calling out to the Most High God, they're gonna take a whooping from Lucifer. Sorry, but that's what happens when you don't stand up and fight. You just get your teeth knocked out. And so I would encourage everybody. And Scott and I are going to pray tonight. I already told him we got to start praying. Tonight we're going to, you guys, we got to pray to wipe out everything they're doing, to hold them off, and continue to push them back. You know, just picture that we're the truth, we're on the front line, and we cannot let them get past us, because once they get past us, there isn't a second cavalry behind us. We're it. The other cavalry that should be behind us is watching football, basketball, and or soccer or something, or they're at a church dinner, or they're out to breakfast. Okay, so they're not coming. Like my husband, who was on duty in the south end or the north end of the county, and he was the only deputy on duty. He's like, well, there isn't anybody else coming. I'm it. Nobody else is coming in tonight. I'm by myself. So, you know, 109 miles. Straight across, and that's your whole beat, because there is nobody else. So that's the way that's what we're looking at right now. There is no second wave. We're it. So I'm not preaching on y'all, like trying to get down on you or nothing, but I'm just telling you, this is where we're at. And I'm telling you right now, let me give you an idea what they want to do. They want to bust the Hoover Dam this week. They want to create an atomic or nuclear explosion in the United States, several of them, by the way. And they want to release pandemic, disease, incurable disease, a disease that has yet to take a vaccination. That's the thing they're wanting to do to the United States right now. Like, I mean, seriously, they want to, like, do it right now, this minute, while we're talking. And they're being held. I just know that they want to do all these things. They're wanting to do it. So whatever you're saying, and all of you praying and continuing to stay in warfare, you're making a difference in how far they've gone at this point. So don't let them pass you now. Man, you got to be the big linebacker, okay? Don't let them pass. Now, I know I sound like I'm preaching, Scott, but it's just that when I read that story and I saw what they did, I went, oh, boy, here they go. Yeah.
Well, when you were talking about that people think that there's still time and so forth, that comes from the dispensation teaching that everything is off in a distance. Everything is off 10 years, 20 years. It's in the future. And so the attitude of the church is that it's, you know, it's not tomorrow, it's not tonight, it's 10 years down the road. But that has all changed now. And just as you said, you know, possibly this weekend or whatever is you know, them taking Hoover Dam out. It's interesting because the show on KFNX, I talk about that, and I certainly hope that does not happen, but I thought about that and giving that information just a day before it really did happen. I don't know how that would turn out. Julie, what we're going to do is we're not going to go the 2 hours. And so if you want to get into prayer or finish up with something that you want to bring up, go ahead.
Well, I wondered if anybody had seen this article and thought you might be interested in this too, because when I saw this, of course, it's par for the course, these liberal professors, and of course, CNN is like, you know, they belong to Satan, every last one of them. But I thought it was something that they're doing this 20 years ago, right, when people died and this and that on this anniversary thing, right? And it was 76 people during an FBI raid in Waco, Texas. Okay, and that's 13, 7 plus 6, right, 13. So there you go. And I don't even know how to say his name, but they were talking about the siege of Waco, the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City, a mass shooting at Columbine, the Virginia Tech massacre killed, what, 33? You know, all this stuff, right? And they were trying to blame it on this or that. And so this guy, the CNN guy, goes, well, is there something about this time of year that makes these type of attacks more prevalent? And he's talking to this Robert Kiewig. I don't know how to say his name. Robert B. Black Kiewig or something. He's a professor at the Georgia Institute in Atlanta. And he teaches a course examining conspiracy theories and runs a blog called Skeptical Humanity. What a joke. But they're asking him, and he goes, well, I've seen nothing to suggest anything about April itself that, you know, makes people violent. Now, he already knows, okay? This guy knows. He's one of them. They're all one of them, see? But this is the kind of stuff that he says. He starts going, well, you know, the reason why we see certain types of political violence in mid to late April is because of a few unhappy coincidences, okay? That's what he says, a few unhappy coincidences, all right? And then he talks about Timothy McVeigh, which, by the way, folks, just so you know, I know for a fact, okay, as a matter of fact, that the Israeli Mossad were the ones that did the Oklahoma City bombing and the 65 guys that were Israeli Mossad that did the 9/11. They were some of the same guys that did 9/11 did Waco, and every one of them were Mossad. Every one of them, okay? So then they talk about the Virginia Tech, and so this guy's just, you know, he's throwing out all this junk, right? And these conspiracy theorists made the leap that they were all related and that there was probably some mind control weapon being used. Go figure. Okay, this is how they are. Is how strong are the beliefs, outrage surrounding the Waco disaster, nearly 20 years after the siege? I don't have a sense of strength of the feelings about Waco specifically. However, after Oklahoma City, the numbers of militia groups dropped. Oh, really? Following the election of Barack Obama, however, there was a steep rise in the number of hate groups. That's us, folks. Okay, that's us, which has been ably tracked by the Southern Poverty Law Center, okay? And then he says, interestingly enough, last year on the 19th of April, gun advocates had a rally in Washington, a sort of bring your guns to the Capitol Day, to rally behind the Second Amendment, even though the Second Amendment has not really been on the Obama administration's radar at all. Are you getting that? For a while, it was difficult to even buy ammunition since terrified gun owners started stockpiling. Are you getting it? Are you seeing? Nonetheless, in the mythology, there's the word, mythology, that has grown up around Waco and Oklahoma City among self-identified patriots, there you go, the 19th has become a sort of high holiday for those who think they live under the thumb of tyranny. Think they live under the thumb of tyranny? I can't grow a garden if you say no, and everything I own belongs to you by executive order. I think I live under the you. All the water on the planet belongs to the EPA. Okay, yeah. There's no think about it, stupid professor. Well, what do you think is behind the need to see patterns in unrelated events, such as several attacks that happened around the same time? In other words, what purpose do conspiracy theories serve? Well, there are several possible answers, and I'm not sure any one answer is better than another. Now, get the wording here. People are extremely social critters. Are you from friggin' Texas or what? They're critters, to my check. I don't have any fur, and I'm not a critter. Okay? And part of what makes that possible, that you're a critter, is the ability to perceive others as deliberately acting in the world. In other words, to detect agency. Okay, are you getting this? When a responsible agent is not easily discernible, that sense that something else is deliberate endures. And you are left wondering, well, then, who caused it? And you fill in the blank. Conspiracy theories are contemporary mythology, not unlike the Greek gods. Everything that happens has a reason, and the gods affect the course of human events through direct intervention. And the ill-defined they, whether referring to the UN, the CIA, international bankers, Jews, or interdimensional shape-shifting reptilian aliens living in the hollowed-out artificial moon, yeah, it's a real one, really seems to me to be a secular version of religious mythology. Okay, folks, do you know what he just told you? He told you that there are real interdimensional shape-shifting reptilians, and they live in a hollowed-out artificial moon. That's not what you read. I read to you, but I'm telling you now, that's what he said. And he's telling you who he is and who they are. He just told you. See, this is why that interloper, illegal alien, Barry Sotero, Bathhouse Barry, that's why he said when he was talking, well, we don't have time to entertain the Flat Earth Conspiracy Club. You know why he said that like 50 times already? Because we do live on a flat earth and he knows it. You see, they're telling you the truth and they're mocking the truth. Anytime they throw things out like there and they're mocking it, you need to understand that's when they're telling you what's real. See, you've got to understand their lingo. Everything's inverted. They mock the truth. Anything that's the truth, Jesus Christ, all the way down to the flat earth, and brother man, the earth has corners, and there's four of them because angels are coming from them. And the earth doesn't move. It's all over the Bible. Email me, and I'll send you every scripture I can find. And so understand, when they mock something, they're telling you what's really there. He was mocking by telling you the truth because he knows those things are real, but he wants you to not think they're real, so he's going to mock it. All right? That is how Satanists work. When Satanists come to a community, Bob Larson interviewed Anton LaVey's daughter and her boyfriend, who's a complete whoa, okay? These two were so calm, and they were saying, Satanism isn't about Lucifer. We don't believe in Satan. That's a Christian concoction. Christians concocted this Lucifer, Satan thing. We don't believe in that. We just believe in self. You do what you want. We live by our own set of standards. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. That's what they said. What they really meant was those Christians that believe in that Satan, mock, 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 they're right, and we really do. But we're not going to tell them that. We're going to make them look stupid and loony, mock, 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 mock. That's what Luciferians and Satanists do. So when he mentions the flat earth and mocks it like 50 times, he's always saying that. Like, protest too much, Barry Sotero. So, you see, that's how they tell you the truth. Now, I used to be involved in the dark side. There's a witch's language, and it's telling you the truth, but you don't get it. You don't know what she just said. You totally get none of it. But I can tell you what she just said. So I'm telling you, this is what they do. They invert and mock the truth. So just remember, when you hear these things, and it's some politician or Barry Sotero mocking these things, he's telling you the truth. All right? Does that make sense, Scott? Inverting things?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, half the teachings in the churches are done the same way. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that everybody could start. I want them to start listening to the news and seeing the mocking, the inversion, because that's the way Satan is speaking. Witches are taught a whole language that is a lot of that. Okay, so when you want to know the truth, you just have to listen to what they mock. You have to listen to what they put down, and then you'll know. So you guys listen to some news stories, and if you guys hear anything to do with this archway, please email me. Shoot me an email. And if you hear them talking, I want you to try to note, if you can, what they say, the words they're using, and how they're saying it. And if you can bring me up and repeat it back to me, and I will write it down, and then I will share with you what they really said. I'll tell you. Because, see, they're doing it, but they're telling you what they're going to do, but you're just not catching it because they look like they're telling the truth. And all of these guys on these blog talk, Christian blog talk things, I don't know one of them is telling the truth. I don't know. I haven't heard anybody yet. Well, they might be telling some truth, but I haven't heard anybody yet that I go, oh, that's a man of God. Not yet. I'm watching people do the sign of the cross on themselves. And like I said, no offense to anybody that's Catholic, but that's the sign of the cube. Okay, that's Lucifer's earth. You're swearing allegiance to the cube, and you're kissing Lucifer, the cross with Lucifer on it. That's what you're doing. So, and I hate to be the one to say that, but I figure with all these Christian truthers out there, I would just look around going, how come they don't tell anybody that? Why are they not saying that? I don't know why they don't. I mean, do they not want people to know? Why are they? What, are they afraid they're going to offend some Catholics? Look, I was Catholic. Okay, I baptized in the Catholic Church. All right, I'm not offended by the truth. Okay, Jesus doesn't offend me. He's the truth, the way, and the life. And if I get offended by something Jesus said, well, then I better get my feelings in line with the facts and the faith now, hadn't I? I better discipline myself. So we have to tell the truth. And that's what the cross, the sign of the cross is. So, you guys need to really watch these guys. Listen to what they say and how they say it, because they're telling you who they are. You know, they're saying it. It's right in their mouth. And I hear them talking. I'm going, whoa, whoa. And watch the stories they try to recap. Look what they're focusing on. Are they focusing on what's really happening and that we need to get down on our knees and get after prayer and come together corporately? Are they focusing on that? Or do they have some secret dude out of the secret CIA, NSA secret black ops guy that's coming out and he's going to tell us some secrets? Is that what they got? Because I'm not hearing anything about hitting your knees and petitioning the Most High God, not just to save you, but all these people out here that don't know him. Because 6 years ago, I used to be one of those. I didn't know who he was. And somebody cared enough about me to obey the Holy Spirit and come talk to me and get me saved. So we need to be that way toward other people. We need to care about other people like that woman cared about me and my kids, but she came and talked to me. We got to be that person. And time is short. We have got to tell people. You know, there's a fire coming. You know, please listen to me and heed my words. So don't let these people fool you when they're speaking good words. I used to help find missing children. I did good things with my abilities, good things, helpful things, but they were given to me by demons, okay? That doesn't make it right. Just because somebody says good things and right things doesn't make them a servant of Jesus. If they're telling you that and they're crossing themselves, run away. Run. Don't listen to them. They're telling you they belong to Lucifer when they do that. They're giving you, it's a rank and file Catholic, they won't know. Just like rank and file Jehovah's Witness don't know. But if you're a pastor and you're teaching and you're crossing yourself, you know what you're doing. And don't you tell me you don't. Don't even think about it. Because I know that you know what you're doing. I'll call you out. You can call me out. I'll be glad to talk to you. And I bet you I'll find out that every single one of you are connected to the whore of Babylon. Betcha. I already know several of you are, because I went in your background and I started looking at where you came from. What college did you go to? Jesuit, 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 Jesuit. And everything coming out of your mouth is all about that. And when you cross yourself, that's it. I know who you are. That's all you have to say. So you guys watch these people. Do not be fooled by these wolves in sheep's clothing, because that's exactly what they're doing. And their goal is to go take your soul right straight to hell, because that's the goal of their master, and they work for Lucifer. So go ahead, Scott. I'll let you pray. And just God bless everybody. I'm going to pray. I'm going to do a lot of praying tonight for you guys, because I'm really sensing a very huge disruption in the force, you might say. My son always says that. There's a disruption in the force. But I want to. There, I feel like there's a fight going on. There's a pushing, a battle, and I want to tonight. I want to pray and I want to help. I want to get in on that battle and I want to stand with the angels and spirit. And I want to go. I want to be able to be part of this fight. So you guys get in there and start throwing some punches.
All right, Father, as we humbly come before you. First of all, Father, we recognize your Son and what he did on the cross. And those things that have been put in place by him for us and to moving forward in all power and all authority against the enemy. So as we honorably take that responsibility, we stand, Ephesians 6. And so those who are under oppression, those who are being abused, those who are being in a satanic situation of being not only crucified but brought to a being given to Satan, that in the name of Jesus Christ, as we intercede, we stop, we cancel, we void, we render to no effect this assignment. All witchcraft, spoken curses, anything that is of divination, anything of sorcery, anything of pharmakia that's placed upon these children, that's placed upon the innocent. And Father, the assignments tonight to harm the public, whether it be in the United States or in other countries, Father, also we cover Hoover Dam and the blood, that it is not going to be affected by their assignment. And in this, Father, we again just simply surrender it to you. For these are principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. And so as we corporately come together, as we come in agreement, as we cry out to you, we ask that you hear our prayers. And so, Father, we ask for your warring angels to be released right now to encamp around the children who are innocent, the children who are abducted, the children that will be used as sacrifices, and to protect them at sword's point. And, Father, for anything within this country that the attempt to cause a false flag, those things that would be just absolutely devastating to us, Father, that these are not going to come to pass. And so for this, Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, Julie.
And Father, I come into agreement with my brother. And as I stand in corporate agreement with every person right now listening to the show, and anyone in the archive, I stand in agreement with everyone that is on our side doing the will of our Father. And right now, Father God, I ask that you send out legions of warring angels all over the United States, that you send out angels to hold the plate of the earth, hold the plate of the United States where they cannot be made to move. That if there is an earthquake, it is nothing above a 5. Everything is below. And I ask that, and I proclaim it, and I claim that in the spirit realm right now, that nothing above a 5 in the United States of America, in Mexico, and in Puerto Rico. On behalf of our families that live in Puerto Rico, I ask for that. And right now, Father God, I also ask that the discernment of every single person listening to this now and in the future, that they be given a double portion of discernment. Father, I'm just asking you to open their eyes so when they see these things and they hear these things, they too can go, wait a minute, something's wrong. And I'm asking you to open all of that up to them so they can see and hear when Satan is speaking through his agents. They will automatically discern it and turn it off. And Father God, I ask also that anyone out there who does not know your Son, just like you did to me, I ask you to start drawing them to your Son, because we know it is not Jesus, it is you that draws them to your Son. And I ask that you begin to draw people to your Son, and to any witches or any practitioners of the occult, psychic mediums, Lord, I ask that you please put the biggest burden on their hearts, that they are on the wrong side, that they can be free of all of that divination like you freed me. I ask you, please, put a burden on their heart. Do what you did to me. You know, let the demons have at them. Let the demons do them in, to, you know, till they cry out for mercy. So they know when they call on you and you show up, then they know who God is. They realize that they're on the wrong side. So I just ask that the deception, all the demons of deception, to be lifted off of all these people that are living under deception, and allow them to peek at the truth just to see that glimmer, that little glimpse of your Son. And I also ask, Father God, that you send extra blessings to every single person out there that prays for Scott and I, and that holds us up and lifts us up in prayer. And I personally say, God bless every one of you that do that for us. Being bold is easy for me to do, but I know that some people, it's very difficult. And Father God, I ask that you give them that fire, that boldness, that fire, that they are not afraid of the devil himself, and that they will go in and they will battle in the spirit realm, that they will stand for righteousness and they will stand for you. And that all those doctrines of demons just be released off of them right now in the name of Jesus. Every doctrine of demons, I tell you, you get out of these people and you loose them in the name of Jesus Christ. You get your hands off of them. You get out of their minds and out of their hearts so that they can see the truth the way the truth is meant to be, and not with your perversion. And I ask right now, Father God, that for every child and every person in captivity, I ask that they be supernaturally released. Supernatural relief. And I ask for all these non-human entities that are raping and murdering children, judgment upon their heads. Judgment to come upon these people who are raping and murdering little children. And I ask, Father God, that angels be assigned to every little child on this earth right now to keep them out of the hands of these abominable men, these evil, evil reptilians. I ask that in the name of Jesus, and I also ask that the covers of darkness are yanked from every dark occult group, act. In the name of Jesus, I command that out right now in the name of Jesus. You will loose and go right now. You will go in the name of Jesus right now. Get out in the name of Jesus. Scott, I have that severe ringing in the left ear. That's the second time.
All right, right now, as I speak in the spirit realm, I command that every demon is under my authority. You will not lie to the Holy Spirit. You will obey the man of God. You will come out of her ears in the name of Jesus Christ. That, Father, right now I take the sword of the Spirit and I cut anything out of her. Any assignment, any witchcraft curse being sent to her. Anything that is of human, anything of non-human, right now is canceled, void, and rendered to no effect in the name of Jesus Christ. Go out of her now and go to the pit and take your curses in the name of Jesus.
That was right. Definitely sent by, and what I got was human tech.
Yeah, I got that it was a witchcraft prayer.
Yeah.
All right.
So, anyway, everybody, I love you guys, and I know sometimes I sound like a drill sergeant, but hey, you know, we're living in times where, I'm telling you, combat boots on, get your weapons ready, and discipline is needed during these times. But I still love you guys, and I pray for all of you. And I love you too, Scott, and we got to pray tonight too.
Yeah. All right. Well, an hour from now on KFNX is my hour show on reptilians and astral rape. And you can go to my website at scotthensler.org. You'll see the KFNX emblem there, and below it you'll see Listen Live. Just click on that and you'll be able to hear the show. And, of course, on Sundays I take the time to turn that into a YouTube video. And so if you miss it, you're not going to miss it completely. And then, go to live stream, and I'm going to be taking that I did today with pig blood bullets. I'm going to turn that into a YouTube video as well and see the products that they have. And I was given a gift today of 380 caliber. That's what I carry as a backup concealed. I carry 45 and a 380. And so I was given the gift of pig's blood bullets 380. So I'm going to be calling out pig's blood next time there's an issue. All right. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, everything that Julie was talking about in our prayers, this is very serious stuff. There are entities that wish to end our life, wish to destroy this planet. And so we're not to be viewers. We are to participate. And the apprehension of the devil, basically, and until the return of Jesus Christ. So God bless you and your fight. And Father, may you bless the people, bless them in the city, bless them in the country, bless them in the ministry that you have for them, bless them in their finances and their relationship. And Father, may the mantle of deliverance and healing come upon those that are obedient. And for this we thank you in Jesus' name. All right, Julie, good night. And we will talk later.
You.